Kevin Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. A four-day ceasefire is in effect in the Israel-Hamas war. No major fighting has been reported since it started 8.5 hours ago. The next step is the release of 13 Israeli hostages, which is scheduled to happen in about a half hour.
These are all people who hold Israeli or dual citizenship, and they are all crucially as well women and children. No men will be released as part of this deal.
The BBC's Anna Foster in southern Israel.
After that, we expect to see this release of Palestinian prisoners who are being held in Israeli jails. 39 of them, we're told today, out of a total of 150 who'll be released if things go well.
A Palestinian official says 24 of those prisoners are women and 15 male teens. Critically needed humanitarian aid is also now on the way from Egypt to Gaza, including trucks full of fuel. CBS News Special Report, I'm Wendy Gillette.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. After binging on today's Black Friday sales, Wisconsin leaders are urging people to spend the rest of the season shopping small. Now through December 31st is Shop Small Wisconsin season. Governor Evers says shopping locally benefits local economies and communities overall. More people with disabilities are flying than ever before, and they're filing more complaints with federal authorities. Kendra Davenport of Easter Seals says air travel needs to be more accessible.
When the Americans with Disabilities Act was passed, it really mandated that most modes of transit adopt modalities that would make them more accessible, and air travel was given a pass.
Advocates want Congress to legislate improvements by 2026. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
I'm Terry Barr. A holiday tradition continues with an expanded schedule this weekend, including games on Black Friday. Football and Thanksgiving have been served up together for more than 140 years. The first featuring college teams, Yale and Princeton. The NFL, National Football League, took over the holiday games in 1920. By the 1930s, Detroit became host to the yearly game. And the Packers kicked off one of the longest runs as a regular Lions opponent on Thanksgiving. A few games stand out, and some football experts point at the 1962 matchup. An undefeated Packers team lost in Detroit when the Lions beat Green Bay 26-14 after sacking quarterback Bart Starr 11 times. The Packers and Lions also hold the record for one of the holiday games with the highest score. Green Bay won this one in 1986, 44-40. For the Civic Media Radio Network, I'm Terry Barr.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Let's talk about the debate over stadium renovations at American Family Field, what the team's going to kick in, what they're willing to kick in, what state legislators are willing to approve. There have been some more adjustments to the bill, and I'll admit I haven't talked much about it because I feel like everything's all still rather fluid.
I think fluid is the right word, Pat. You're a man of words. Way to go. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Packers beat the Lions on Thanksgiving Day. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers with a 29-22 win over the Lions. Detroit now 0-7 at home here on Thanksgiving Day. The game starting off with a deep pass from Jordan Love to Christian Watson for 53 yards, setting up the Packers' first touchdown.
Something we put in this week that, you know, we thought was going to work, and we were confident in it, and came out, you know, obviously put the ball up there, and Christian went up there and made a great catch.
Head coach Matt LaFleur said he almost canceled that play.
It was one of those deals. Matter of fact, I almost changed that first play call. I was kind of mulling it over quite a bit, and I texted Jordan this morning and told him I was going to change it to something else, and he said he wanted this call, so I said okay.
I asked Watson if he knew that play was almost canceled. Instead, he says he has to take the pressure off his quarterback.
So, you know, when stuff, you know, isn't going our way as a team and it's all getting thrown on Jordan, you know, I'm trying to, you know, find ways to, you know, take that off of him.
With sports from Ford Field in Detroit, I'm Mike Clemens.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. 31 today. Under mainly sunny skies, north winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy tonight, 21. Tomorrow, highs around 34. About an inch of snow Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 18 degrees.
The Todd Almaz Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons. Some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are. But we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Almaz Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refresh. Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
You're listening to the best of the Earl Ingram Show. Have a great Thanksgiving weekend.
Sunday afternoon, really couldn't get away too soon. I can't imagine anything that's better. The world is ours whenever we're together. There ain't a place I like to be instead. Thing we like to do.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. Grooving on a Thursday afternoon. Oh, that's the wrong one. Oh, okay. Grooving on a Sunday afternoon. Anyway, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Hey, Kevin, you ever notice all this different music that we play? You ever notice my lips going along with all of those songs?
I do, Earl.
So I know all of that music, man. I know the lyrics to all of those songs.
Yes, you do.
I don't care what it is.
I'm often impressed.
Yeah, I don't care what it is, man. I know the lyrics to all of those songs. And so, man, you just, the importance of music being therapeutic has always been something that I thought was really important. But anyway, you know what time it is, Calvin?
What time is that?
It's time to put up the Christmas decorations.
I think it's still a little early.
You do?
I do, at least in my family.
Well, no, man, there are people starting to put up the Christmas decorations. Now, you know, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. For those who celebrate Christmas and we talk about, you know, the season of giving and all those things and what it's really supposed to be about. And I know that Christmas puts you in a situation or a mood where your spirit's uplifted because for the purpose of what it's supposed to be, it's peace on earth, goodwill to men. You know, we know that that has long since, you know, been forgotten. And in Christmas season is basically about, you know, gluttony. And so, you know, buy gifts for people who we don't even like. You know, it's true, Calvin. You know, sometimes you have to, you know, you're a part of something and they say, well, we're all going to buy Christmas gifts. And so you're buying Christmas gifts for people you don't really care for. But I'm just curious. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Is November too early to put up Christmas, decorations? You know, I mean, I know how they make people feel, and I know that once, you know, the season is over, people kind of go into a stupor because some think it's too short. But it's way too early to even be thinking about Christmas for me, as far as I'm concerned. Your thoughts, 844-967-2789. If we need an uplift in some way, shape, or form, you know, go to a an old folks home and share some time with an elder person, or go to a place where children are who don't have families and have some time and spend some time with them. You'll find that you'll get more out of those things than you do by, you know, hiding behind. Yeah, maybe I shouldn't use the term. That's too harsh a term. Putting up your Christmas lights and ornaments and all of those things. There are many ways that we can impact the lives of other people. And they don't cost us a whole lot. And they don't, you know, and it's not from something that's, you know, as frivolous as putting up Christmas lights. But really, you know, let me tell you a little bit about, you know, the person that's on this microphone. You know, throughout every day of my life, you know, I'm focused on trying to impact somebody else's life and try to make it better. It enriches my life and who I am. And so as humans, we get to a point where we seem to forget that the importance of interacting with other humans. We have become so desensitized to our fellow human beings that we kind of, you know, shutter ourselves away from other humans because we're, in many instances, it bothered by the fact that people have hurt us in so many different ways. But there are so many different ways we can be uplifted rather than by things. And I found those ways, right? And so I'm a guy who at a point in my life was addicted, right? I mean, I smoked a lot of pot. I did, right? I keep telling people I didn't fall down out of heaven. I came up out of hell like everybody else. So I'm high all the time now. But I'm not artificially high because I learned how to be high by doing things for other people. I wake up in the morning high. You know, because I know that at some point in my day, I'm going to make a difference in somebody else's life. We all have the capabilities to do those things, right? Sometimes as we've gotten older, we've forgotten how to do it. Or maybe it's the fact that, you know, our grandparents are no longer here, or our parents are no longer here. And so we would do those things for them, not realizing that there's a plethora of other people out here and in an infinite amount of people that need support and that need a kind word. I don't care if it's your neighbor. I don't care if it's even your enemy. But there's a way that we can improve our own lots in life and uplift ourselves by doing things for others. Don't let me do this by myself. I always say I don't have any problem doing it, you know, but our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Calvin, you understand what I'm talking about?
I definitely understand what you're talking about. And even if you can't go and make someone you don't know's life better, you can do it to your family. Absolutely. Make them dinner, clean up their house for yes. them, do it, just be nice and love each other.
Yeah, man, that's clearly the message, right? I mean, the message is we're here on this planet for such a short period of time. And rather than he's a Democrat, I'm a Republican, right? Right. Hey, think about how stupid that is. They're on the other side of the political spectrum than us. I'm a conservative. He's a liberal. Oh, okay. So now they're enemies because you're on different sides of the political spectrum. It's the problem in the society. Can't we see that? The fact that I can't interact with somebody because of their political affiliations, we've come to that. And it's getting worse by, you know, by leaps and bounds. I just, for the life of me, don't understand why people would prefer to be miserable as opposed to be upbeat. And maybe it's because we've gotten into those ruts in our lives that we don't understand the impact that we can have in others, especially outside of our own families. And certainly, as Calvin said, even beginning with our own families. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You know, is there anybody out there who thinks that what I'm saying is right or wrong? I'm willing to hear your opinion on it. But I know I'm right because I know where I am at this point in my life cycle. And I know what makes me happy. And I know it's not things. And I know it's not money. So money is never going to make me happy because you can't take any of that with you. But we live in a society that has us so caught up in material things. Well, you know, I get to go here, I get to go there, other people don't, so therefore I'm a little bit better than somebody else because my diamond ring is bigger than somebody else's diamond ring. Hey, think about this. There are people all over this world right now. There are people who are struggling still to eat. The world has plenty of food. There shouldn't be a soul on this earth who can't eat a great meal every evening because the earth provides that. The earth itself has an infinite amount of food to feed all the peoples of the world. Why are there people who are starving? 844-967-2789. Ever think about that? Well, I do. It's not that it makes me better than anybody else. But these things just don't make any sense to me. We'd much rather spend the money on defense and on things to blow other people to smithereens than to feed people. How does that make sense? It is absolutely infuriating to me that we don't take time to think about these types of things, right? For heaven's sakes, children. I don't care where they are. You know, Calcutta, Timbuktu, you know, or whether or not they live in the highest elevation or the lowest elevation on the planet. They're still the same. They're all the same. They're children. Whether they're American children or whether they're Ethiopian children. Why should there be a difference? They're all children. Listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. I hope somebody will join me. If not, we got a lot more to talk about. Be right back. No, no, no.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Football season is back, and no matter which home team you root for, there's one thing everyone in the Midwest can agree on. If you're tailgating or grilling at home, nothing beats a freshly baked Village Hearth bun. An old-fashioned hot dog bun is the perfect accompaniment for a brat or a hot dog and all the toppings your little heart desires. And for the best burgers, you just can't beat the Village Hearth classic bun. So head to the store and pick up some Village Hearth buns. The weekend is almost here.
You probably heard the quote, friends are family you choose. It's also the idea behind the other Thanksgiving holiday, Friendsgiving. Some credit shows, like Friends, for starting this trend by featuring a day meant to celebrate with those who aren't your relatives. And when to gather is up to you. Many celebrate just before Thanksgiving, while others wait until after the official holiday. However you celebrate, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to The Shaw, W-A-U-K.
You're listening to the best of the Earl Ingram Show. Have a great Thanksgiving weekend. Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. And I wanted to begin with this. So when you've been around a while and you bought a lot of different vehicles, one of the things for sure is if you've lived some extended period of time, you've had a lot of different vehicles that you've purchased. And so, you know, I mean, I'm hooked on SUVs, man. You have an SUV?
I don't. I just have a sedan.
Yeah, you have a sedan. I always was a sedan guy, man. I always bought sedans. I guess that's all that was available, sedans and trucks. But you know, I've had opportunities to purchase sedans, but I'm hooked on SUVs, man. And I don't know if it's the room. Calvin, your dad have SUV, your mom?
My dad drives a pickup truck and my mom drives a minivan.
Okay, yeah. So I'm just, you know, it's something about the SUV. I think it's the room, it's the space, the fact that the SUV drives like an automobile. You know, the suspension, the way they've, you know, created them and developed them and improved them. And I don't think I'll ever go back to a sedan. Certainly have had opportunities, but I'm just hooked on SUVs. And what about you? Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. As I said before, I've worked in the auto industry in a different life for 34 years. Well, let me see if I can say that again, man. I worked somewhere else for 34 years? Yeah, I did. And so there wasn't anything like an SUV. We didn't produce them. It wasn't even a figment of the imagination of the automakers. But today, the SUV is kind of the number one seller. Well, trucks are number one, but SUVs come in a close second. And sedans and, you know, For whatever reason, people are choosing not to buy them. And so many of the major car dealers don't even make sedans anymore. They're out of the business of sedans. And for those of you who are still driving sedans, 844-967-2789, why? Have you tried, you know, the SUV route? And if you haven't, why? I'll just tell you, I love sitting higher off the road. I think that might have something to do with it, Calvin. The clearance that you get, the fact that the vehicle itself is higher off the ground, and you know, when you're out on the road, you just feel like you're safer. There is no proof that you are safer. As a matter of fact, the SUVs are more likely to flip over. Right, Calvin?
I didn't know that, but I will take your word for it.
Oh yeah, the SUVs, they've proven they're more likely to tip over if they hit on the side, and you can understand why. They're higher off the ground.
Yeah, more top heavy.
Yeah, more top heavy. And so you see it doesn't take much sometimes, especially in the city. Every time we see accidents, the SUVs are toppled over on their side. So if they're hit from the side, they're clearly gonna wind up turning over. But I just think, man, I mean, I'm hooked on the SUV, and I'm gonna keep buying SUVs, man. There's no way now, I think, that you can get me back into a car that sits lower to the ground. And even though right about now the prices of those are a lot more affordable, because so many Americans, and not just Americans, but people in general, have gone to these SUVs. And, man, the handling of them is just amazing. And even the gas mileage. You would think, Calvin, they're a lot heavier than an automobile, right?
Yeah, they get surprisingly good gas mileage from what I hear, though.
Yeah, they really do. They get great gas mileage. And I think women clearly are buying SUVs more so than men. And maybe it's because of the same reasons. Because, you know, you got men buying trucks a lot. And so the number one buyer of the SUVs are women. And so I kind of get it. You know, there's more room for groceries. There's more room for all the things that they go out and purchase and buy. It's easier to get them in, you know, when you got a smaller, an automobile, you know, you've only got X amount of trunk space, the SUV, you can lower 2-3 rows of seats and you can do all sorts of things with them. So, you know, just really do appreciate the SUV and the freedom that it gives me to do so many different things, man. You know, putting your bicycle inside the SUV, man, and all sorts of things you certainly can put in that you can't put in the trunk of an automobile. And then the luxuriousness that they built into them. Some of them are just, man, they're absolutely spectacular. And you know what else is spectacular about them, Calvin?
What is that?
The price tag. Amen. 60, 70, $80,000 for SUVs. They're not going to see many automobiles with that kind of price tag, 60, 70, 80,000, but there are many SUVs on the market now that are loaded down with luxury and the new technology that top out some at $90,000. And, you know, of course, Calvin, I'm not in that market anywhere near that one. But yeah, I mean, I love the accessibility, the easy in and out of it. Listen, we're going to talk about a lot of different things today, as always. But I just thought I'd begin the show talking a little bit about, you know, that. You know, I went to look at some vehicles the other day. And I was not looking. I didn't look at one automobile. Not one. Did not even think about it. Everything was SUVs. And maybe I'm not the only one who's fallen in love with that. But clearly there are many others. Because, again, SUVs are outselling all these other things.
Right. Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Reedsburg man wanted for the death of his pregnant girlfriend is arrested in Missouri. Authorities there say they caught Jose Dominguez Garcia in a vehicle with stolen plates early yesterday morning. He'd been on the run since about the same time Rosalie Rodriguez's body was found in a suitcase near Eau Claire in 2020. Dominguez Garcia is charged with first-degree murder, murder of an unborn child, and hiding a corpse. A Door County woman is thankful for all the help she's getting from her neighbors. Stephanie Laskonski of Bailey's Harbor is a mother of six who's paralyzed from the chest down due to several autoimmune diseases. She's getting donations collected from spectators at yesterday's Thanksgiving Day parade in Jacksonport. The community chooses one family in need to benefit each year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
I'm Terry Barr. A small company creates a big business because of its leftover Thanksgiving turkey and what it means to meals today. An Instacart survey shows 98% of grocery store shoppers buy a half dozen frozen meals every year. But in 1954, it takes an over-order by Swanson Foods for the idea of a reheatable dinner to become reality. Employees at the time are facing 260 tons of extra turkey, and rather than eat the huge financial loss, individual turkey dinners are created using airline meals as an example. Each tray includes the turkey along with dressing, potatoes, gravy, and peas in individual sections. It's frozen, shipped off to grocery stores, and before the end of the year, 10 million of these trays, now being called TV dinners, are sold at just 98 cents a piece. For the Civic Media Radio Network, I'm Terry Barr.
Roll into the holidays and celebrate with fun food and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. The holidays are on the way, and Foxview Lanes is celebrating with their holiday party on Saturday, December 2nd. The celebration includes live music from The Unexpected at 8 p.m. and features a food buffet from 9 to 11 p.m. Foxview Lanes, 2440 West Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Book your lanes for Christmas and New Year's Eve before they're gone. Log on to foxviewlanes.com.
The Packers beat the Lions on Thanksgiving Day. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers with a 29-22 win over the Lions. Detroit now 0-7 at home here on Thanksgiving Day. The game starting off with a deep pass from Jordan Love to Christian Watson for 53 yards, setting up the Packers' first touchdown.
Something we put in this week that, you know, we thought was going to work, and we were confident in it, and came out, you know, obviously put the ball up there, and Christian went up there and made a great catch.
Head coach Matt LaFleur said he almost canceled that play.
It was one of those deals. Matter of fact, I almost changed that first play call. I was kind of mulling it over quite a bit, and I texted Jordan this morning and told him I was going to change it to something else, and he said he wanted this call, so I said okay.
I asked Watson if he knew that play was almost canceled. Instead, he says he has to take the pressure off his quarterback.
So, you know, when stuff, you know, isn't going our way as a team and it's all getting thrown on Jordan, you know, I'm trying to, you know, find ways to, you know, take that off of him.
With sports from Ford Field in Detroit, I'm Mike Clemens.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. 31 today, under mainly sunny skies, north winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy tonight, 21. Tomorrow, highs around 34. About an inch of snow Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 18 degrees.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
You're listening to the best of the Earl Ingram Show. Have a great Thanksgiving weekend. Let me move on to this, because this is, again, I don't care whether you're in rural America or in urban America. This is the worst time of year for me. And you may say, well, Earl, this is, I mean, what are you talking about? I mean, the coming months are the holiday season. And so you should say that this is the best time of the season. But for those of us who are, receiving Medicare, it's the worst time of the year. You know why? Because there are people who are looking to con us and to force us to buy policies that we don't understand, because Medicare is set up and situated in such a way, going back to what Tom talks about and always says, lobbyists who have lobbied our elected officials to take advantage of over 65 million people each year who are the beneficiaries of Medicare. Well, we find out there's a Part A, a Part B, and a Part C. Why? How come I don't understand the part of Medicare that there are predators who are siphoning money from the elderly, and our government knows it, and they say, buyer beware? What are you talking about, buyer beware? Beware of what? Beware of the fact that our elected officials know that there are people who are taking advantage of us because we don't understand the legalese that's written in these Part B and Part C Medicare? Why in the world should that be there? Every year, I'm confused. You know, I don't know who to trust. Should I trust Humana? Should I trust Ascension? Who should I trust? Those of you who are in my shoes know what I'm talking about. And people call us nonstop. Nonstop. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. And you don't know. I clearly don't know. Have I been taken advantage of since I've been on Medicare? Absolutely. Because I don't know what they're talking about. Well, if you get the right plan, Plan C, that covers medicine. Plan B covers this. Regular Medicare, it's not taken care of solely in that. There are all these other different working parts of it. And yet, this is that time of year. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Call me if you know what I'm talking about. Because if you know and you understand it, help me understand it. 844-967-2789. And all the other people like me who don't understand it. My issue with it is I can read an article by AARP that says Medicare fraud. Medicare fraud usually involves rogue healthcare providers or medical suppliers who bill the program for services, equipment, or medication they don't provide, or otherwise inflate the cost of those items. Some will even falsify patients' diagnosis to justify unnecessary tests, surgeries, and other procedures, or write prescriptions for patients they've never examined. Why is that legal? I'm sorry, why is that legal in this country? Why do they allow that? If I can concoct a scheme to hustle somebody in this country as an individual, they come after me. But when major corporations like this can concoct the schemes, our government looks the other way. You know, I know there are people who say, Earl, you're always talking about our country. Yes, I'm talking about this. This is unconscionable, but it goes on and it keeps going on. And Democrats and Republicans both know that it's going on. And you and I know that it's going on. And why are we not outraged? They've started calling already. Emails, you know, nonstop. Well, is Earl around? Yes, hi, I'm Earl. Who are you? Well, I'm with so-and-so, and we want to talk about Medicare. Yeah, I bet you do. Listen, got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back. The Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Yeah, it's the worst time of year for me because I'm tired of scams, you know, major companies scamming the elderly out of their finite resources, selling them policies that we know are fraudulent. And so why won't our government stop it? I shouldn't have to, well, you know, buyer beware. What are you talking about, buyer beware? Beware of what? Beware of the fact that we know there are major corporations in this country who get a pass for taking advantage of you and I. And we don't have elected officials enough, strong enough to do what needs to be done to protect the people. Medicare fraud involves rogue healthcare providers. Listen to this. Medicare fraud usually involves rogue healthcare providers or medical suppliers who bill the program for services, equipment, or medication they don't provide or otherwise inflate the cost of those items. So, Calvin, let me see if this makes sense to you. So Medicare is a federal program that is financed by tax dollars. But then there are companies who can falsify records and claims to charge more for the tax finance Medicare then should be charged, and that's legal, and they get away with it. How does that make sense?
Well, Earl, it doesn't make any sense. It not only costs the people that are using Medicare more money, it costs the government, yes, and therefore us regular everyday people who are paying taxes more money. And it's not fair to anybody.
So what my thing is, why won't the government, well, As Tom always says, we the people are the government. But our elected officials, in this instance, are the ones who have to stop this. We can't, I can call and complain about it, but who am I? You know, our phone lines are open. Apparently, the only person that this impacts or affects is me. And I know that's not the truth. And I know that people don't know. This is complex, the way the system is set up, and is set up in that manner. So people can, you know, use predatory tactics. Disreputable home health care agencies try to sign people up for services that Medicare pays for, but that patients never receive. So why? Okay, so they know this. Again, disreputable home care agencies try to sign people up for services that Medicare pays for, but the patients never receive. Hey, you know that? You're the government. You represent the people. Stop it. Don't tell me it's out there. You know it's there. Stop it. Identity thieves call Medicare beneficiaries and offer to send them a new Medicare card made of heavy-duty plastic or containing a chip like a credit card. Instead, they steal a person's Medicare number and file fake claims in their name. Medicare doesn't offer a chip card, and you can order or download replacement Medicare cards at any time from your online Medicare account. Hey, FBI, what are you doing? This should be stopped by you. They're taking advantage of the government. They're stealing from the taxpayers. Now, you can stop the average Joe from doing what he's doing. Spend your resources to address that. Can you imagine the amount of money that's being stolen from the federal, from the taxpayers in this instance? Telemarketers call beneficiaries. This is what I'm talking about. Nonstop. With offers of free state-of-the-art braces to relieve joint pain. Instead, consumers receive ordinary ankle or knee wraps or nothing at all. But Medicare gets a bill for thousands of dollars. Hey, I'm in the wrong business. Here I am on the radio and trying to educate people to what's going on, and there are people who can bill the state millions and millions of dollars and say, you know, we sent Earl a state-of-the-art brace to relieve the pain in his knee, and it turns around and it's only an ACE bandage, and yet they get paid the price for, you know, a state-of-the-art brace. I'm in the wrong business. Unscrupulous clinics write phony prescriptions or order unnecessary tests and procedures to steal from Medicare. Another ploy, providing treatment that Medicare doesn't pay for and then billing it as a different covered service. Hey, are you awake out there? I know I'm not the only one on Medicare. Many of you in this audience are. And the fact that this has been allowed to go on, these scams just scratch the surface. Others can be more complex and costly. Listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You know, I mean, I can do it myself. We'll be right back.
The Shaw, W-A-U-K.
Robert Hack Diamonds pays cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and even diamonds. That's right. Robert Hack Diamonds wants to make you an offer on your gold, silver, and diamonds. The process is very simple. No appointment needed. Just come on in, sit down in a nice, relaxed atmosphere, and the staff of Robert Hack Diamonds will evaluate your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds and make you an offer on the spot. Then you can decide if you want a deal or no deal. Robert Hack Diamonds can also convert your old jewelry into something new or trade in your outdated pieces for something new and exciting. Many people inherit jewelry that might not be your taste, but you are sentimental. Why not have Robert Hack Diamonds take the golden gems and create something for you? So many options at Robert Hack Diamonds. Again, Robert Hack Diamonds pays cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds. See them in Brookfield just east of Moreland on Greenland Avenue or 76 in Layton, right on the corner in Greenfield. RobertHackDiamonds.com.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to the best of the Earl Ingram Show. Have a great Thanksgiving weekend. All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. I wanted to talk now a little bit about another phenomena in our nation that doesn't get enough attention, that is certainly getting worse by the day. And this is a money issue, and it's as most things are in our country. And if they're money issues, then they can be fixed. If the issues, burning issues of the day are money, and we live in America, then there shouldn't be any problems whatsoever, because there's plenty of money in our nation. If it wasn't for my boyfriend, I'd probably be homeless. Seniors face rising debt issues. Everybody, I have to say to you, I don't believe I'm going to be 70 years old, man. I really just do not believe that it went that fast. And that now, I'm on Social Security and Medicare, and facing the latter part of my life. And I've been fortunate in my life. I'm not a wealthy man by any stretch of the imagination. I own one property. I don't have, own a lot of T-bills, treasury bills. I own very little. And so I haven't been able to amass fortunes. But I'm not alone. The majority of the people who've aged in this society don't have those things. And so we're at a crossroads in the society. I'm fortunate. I'm still working. Most people 70 years old, if they're working, at a, place, Walmart, or not to diminish that, but they're doing those things because they clearly need some financial support. There are some who are certainly doing that because it keeps them active, And that's the way it used to be, that people would choose to do that in their elder years. But now people are doing it because they have no choice. Elder debt has risen for decades. Among Americans 75 and older, 53% carry debt in 2022, compared with 21% in 1989. Let me repeat that again. Elder debt in Americans 75 and older, 53%. 75 or older, carry major debt. And you contrast that, you know, in 2022, with 21% in 1989, less than half. So something has happened. What do you think has happened from 1989 to 2022 that so many elders now carry all this debt? Well, clearly, the pay structure in the nation has changed dramatically. And so people struggle. Among people ages 65 to 74, their share with debt rose from 50% in 1989 to 65% in 2022. More older Americans are carrying debt across a broad range of categories: mortgage debt, home equity lines of credit, car loan debt, credit card debt, and student loan debt. That's not a recipe for a strong and healthy nation when the elders in the nation are in so much debt. That's not the way it is in other nations like ours. These are all things we should be working on, but we can't get there because the conversation is about, you know, whether Johnny can have, you know, a sex change. And so those are the things we want to focus on, or what's in the library of the students, of the children. Things that really don't matter in the overall picture of things. Shouldn't the priorities be the fact that 65%, you know, of people ages 65 to 74 are carrying 65% debt? Let's go quickly to Eric from Tulsa. Good morning to you, Eric. Hello, you say Eric. What?
Good morning. There's a saying I always say. I picked up, you know, being a small business owner for a few years, whatever, is that, and doing my own marketing. This is what it's from, is anytime any company is marketing to you, it's not for your benefit. And so to connect this to what you're talking about, what this tells me, you ask why, is that the marketing campaigns and the easy credit
directed at the elders.
Credit cards,
yes,
has worked because I watched my own father go through credit. He had issues, health issues, and couldn't work for a while, and so he kind of had some trouble with money and started using credit cards to pay for things. And while he was having a hard time paying that back, because he was a credit customer, he kept getting more offers and
right.
more offers and more offers. So this is what I believe it is that, you know, those back in 89, I think you said it was,
yes.
75, they were born in like 19, the teens, 20s, 30s. Credit cards weren't available. They've been available the last 50, 60, 70 years. And sure enough, the advertising has worked.
Hey, Eric, I wish I had more time, man, but you're always right on point.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Roll into the holidays and celebrate with fun, food, and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. The holidays are on the way, and Foxview Lanes is celebrating with their holiday party on Saturday, December 2nd. The celebration includes live music from The Unexpected at 8 p.m. and features a food buffet from 9 to 11 p.m. Foxview Lanes, 2440 West Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Book your lanes for Christmas and New Year's Eve before they're gone. Log on to foxviewlanes.com.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to The Shaw,
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Israel is awaiting the release of 13 hostages held in Gaza, scheduled for this hour. Gil Dickman has two relatives who are in captivity. He's been told.